I'm right here. You're looking for competition, ain't no one there. Y'all in the stands, listen, kicking dirt and listen. My heavenly flows put MCs in hell, catch it off. And I'm so hot, got y'all burning up. Hot, I step in, it's like the wedding between hope and Armageddon. The hip hop mode is where we let you. All right, welcome to another episode of The Drive to Stay Alive. Well, I'd like to I'd like to say that I shouldn't be recording this episode today. And it has nothing to do with not being able to find a reason to stay alive, or, you know, or something to talk about. I mean, it has nothing to do with this actual podcast. The whole reason why I shouldn't be recording this episode today is because I'm not even supposed to be here today. Like, I'm not supposed to be driving to work today. Today is January 2nd, 2013, and in the previous 7 years before this, on this day, I have been in Las Vegas, Nevada, for the World Series of Beer Pong. And every year I flew out there on January 1st. January 2nd is the day one of games. January 3rd is then day two of the preliminary games. January 4th is then the playoffs and the championships and all that kind of stuff. Then January 5th, usually they come back home. That's been my usual schedule for the last 7 years, until today. So like I said, there have been, the World Series of Beer Pong is an international beer pong competition, through beerpong.com, or, at beerpong.com, the WSOBP. And the first 2 years it was in Mesquite, Nevada. Years 3 through 8, now it's moved to Las Vegas, Nevada. Basically, it's just, the grand prize now is $50,000, but it's been, you know, as low as 10 the first year, 20 the second year, and then 50 from there on out. It's been like the longest and biggest running beer pong tournament in the country. And it's been one that I've been fortunate to be able to attend for all of its existence. And now that's changed. The biggest reason for the change, and you hate to like always blame the economy on stuff, just because I think that's kind of a cop-out. But I guess I can blame the economy because I simply can't afford it. The World Series of Beer Pong, the entry fee is like $500, which covers your tournament, your beer during the tournament, all this, you know, security and all that nonsense. Plus, it covers a 4 nights hotel stay. And it's reasonable, but it's still $500. And then, on top of that, you have a plane ticket, which these days, it ain't cheap to fly. You're generally looking at maybe $325 average for a plane ticket. Anywhere between that and $400. So right there, you've already got $800 to $900 sunk into it. Then it's Las Vegas, so you're going to be doing some gambling. Even if you're not big at gambling, you're still going to play a little bit. I'm not the biggest gambler, but when I get drunk, I like to kind of freely spend my money, I suppose. So I can figure to average, bring along $200 to gamble with. Right there, we're already over $1,000, and then we haven't even started to include food. Then drinking money, like I have to go, you know, like to buy beers on the side, or you know, buy a bottle of liquor at the store. Then you're buying sodas and you're buying candy and chips and everything, that kind of snack food that you munch on, drunk food. You know, hitting up the steak and eggs at 4 a.m, like shit like that. So you have food costs, food and drink costs, which I'm gonna probably throw easily in the $100 range. Probably more, probably $200. When all's said and done, that means the World Series of Beer Pong sets me back about $1,300. I can't afford that if I'm gonna do other things with my money. This coming March, one of my good friends, TJ, who I also knew at UWM and lived with for several years, he's getting married in Las Vegas, March 25th. So there goes to $300 for my flight, $300 for my hotel for that weekend, plus gambling and drinking money. So whatever, I'm going to be spending like $600 to $800 on that. And so there goes the World Series of Beer Pong right there. It came down to a point where I had to make a choice. It's, do I go play in the beer pong tournament, or do I go to my friend's wedding? Most people, you know, I'd hope, would side with their friends. You know, your friends should be more important to you than a drinking game. You know, it's a weird thing to... Yes, you're older. I'm older. My priorities kind of changed. I still like drinking, but I care less about beer pong. And I think that's one of the things that helped make this a pretty easy decision when it comes down to it. Because, let's face it, I mean, I don't play anymore. It's not... It's something I'll always like. I will certainly cherish all the memories I have of beer pong. I do always say that beer pong has made me the man I am today. And that's a good and bad thing. All the beer that I've drinking probably has shortened a good 10 years off my life. It was the reason in college I probably put on a lot of weight. Because when you're staying up playing beer pong, you're drinking a lot of beer, you're eating food at 2 a.m, you're spending a lot of money, you're just doing foolish things, you're not getting a lot of sleep. So beer pong, yeah, it probably negatively affected me a lot, but all of my friends that I met in college, I pretty much are beer pong friends. You know, think of like, you know, guys I still hang out with today, like Brody and, you know, that entire gang and everything. So, I do thank beer pong for a lot. And beer pong also allowed me to be in a documentary, which is really cool. Like, not too many people could say they're in a movie. It's a pretty sweet thing to have been a part of. And because of that, you know, I've got some level of success, I guess. Like, people around the country know who I am. And everybody, like, has, like they say, their 15 minutes of fame. And some people's are, you know, it's a really small thing. Some people are a really big thing. I just say mine's a pretty medium thing. You know, like, there's some kind of brief moment of fame that you get, and I, you know, I'm thankful for mine. Mine's a really cool thing. I got to attend a movie premiere in Las Vegas at the Cinevegas Film Festival. And it was really a cool thing. And then I also got to attend, you know, a screening down in Chicago and address the crowd before the movie. And then of course we had one in Milwaukee. Got to ride there in a limo courtesy of my uncle, and all my friends and family turned out, and it was a really incredible event. And a lot of good things have come out of that. It was really cool. But I just have that kind of feeling that it's all kind of a false success. Because it doesn't really get you anywhere in life. You know, like, fame and people knowing who you are is good on the surface, I guess. Like, I have 1,000 Facebook friends and know 300 of them in real life, probably. There's so many people who I'm friends with on Facebook that I'm a friend of me because of the whole beer pong thing. And I might have met them before, you know, and shook their hand and everything like that. But no offense to all of them. Like, you're not really my friends. Because, look, I'm not even going to see any of you this year. Just kind of the way it is. But, you know, it was fun. It was a wild ride. But it's all kind of fake. It's not. In 5 years ago, I would have been all over this shit. Just like, yeah, man, go out there. These fuckers know who I am. Like, I'm the Iceman, you know, represent and shit. Be like, yeah, you know who I am. I'm in a movie. Look me up online. Like, just talk like a wicked game. And it's kind of all full of myself and all that kind of shit. But look, I mean, it's just the fact that as you get older, yeah, your priorities do change, man. Like, look at over the last 2, maybe 3 months now, I'm trying to get my life in order. And although I had a pretty nice bender over the holidays, because I had time off of work and I drank a whole lot, and basically it was as unhealthy as you can get, I have a plan set in place starting today that will hopefully make 2013 a better year than the ones before it. At least the last two. I'm going for 2013 to be better than 2012 and 2011. I know nothing will ever be better than 2010 and before that. Those are some really great years. But I'm going to really try for 2013 to be at least better than the last two. I know there's a lot of things that are going to be outside of my control. Things that I can't predict. Things I can't prepare for. But what I can is try to get my mind and my body right to be able to feel the best that I can feel and to handle things more appropriately as far as when certain circumstances, you know, come my way. There's a right and a wrong way to deal with everything, and I'm certainly going to try to do it right. So more on that later. I'll talk about that probably next week if I start this plan rolling out. But as far as, like, yeah, it's a beer pong is no longer a priority of mine. It used to be, you know, we'd have league nights Friday or Saturday nights, and we'd get together on a random Tuesday or Wednesday just to shoot around and somebody's apartment or even go over to the beer pong house. And we had a great time with it. I'm going to say, don't get me wrong, I enjoyed it. Enjoyed every second of it. Well, not all the times when I was too drunk to walk home, or the times when, you know, I stayed up all night throwing up and was hungover like hardcore in the morning. I don't appreciate those times. I don't look upon those like with fond regards. But it's the kind of thing, yeah, like I said, right now my life is more important than beer pong, than the World Series of beer pong. My health is more important than the World Series of beer pong. My financial state that I've been trying to get myself reasonably out of debt, and I say reasonably because with my student loans from college, I'm going to be paying those off until the day I die, probably. But I can make sure that I'm not in debt in other places by managing my money responsibly, which I'm trying to do. Struggling with it still, but very much trying to do. And adding a $1,200 expense to that doesn't make sense anymore. Whereas in previous years, would have been like, yeah, put it on the credit card, whatever. We'll worry about that later. It's like, I can't do that anymore. And I'm not planning on buying a new car or having, you know, buying a house or getting married or anything like that where I'd need that extra, I guess, good credit or financial flexibility. I'm not planning on that. But I need to kind of start putting myself in a position where that is a reality. If I play my cards right, I would very much like to get into a relationship. It's certainly probably second on my list of things to do this year. I know everybody, you know, complains and says, oh, you don't want to, you know, it's a work and everything like that. But look, dude, I need something to work at. I need to be a part of something. I need to have a part in somebody else's life. Basically, that's what it breaks down to. I need somebody to love me. I've lived my life far too long without somebody ever loving me that wasn't a family member. And not one of those, like, drunk guy going, I love you, Iceman! You're the best! Oh, man, you're... Dude, man, let me buy you a drink. Like, I've had enough of that shit where people are just like, hey, I love you, but they don't mean it. They might mean it. They might really do love the Iceman and shit like that. And I'm all for that, but I've had enough dudes hug me and say they love me in my days that I need to start doing things that women find attractive, that women will throw their arms around me and be like, oh my God, like, you're so amazing. I love you and stuff. I'll be like, you have no idea. I love you so much more. You'll never be able to comprehend, like, the disparity between the amounts of love I have when somebody loves me. It's like, I can love you back more than you'll ever love me because I've just been waiting my whole life for it. For, you know, to love somebody more than they love me because no one's ever loved me. So anything above that is, it's a long story. One we'll delve into deeper, I guess, someday. I know I've spoken about it a little in the past, but definitely there's more that needs to be unpacked there. But, so number one priority, as it always is to get in better shape, both physically and mentally, because I don't like myself, I don't like the person I am, and these first like 3 months have been trying to get like my head right, because until your head's right and your heart's right as far as your method of thinking and your behavior and your attitude and your actions and all that kind of stuff, and unless you can get that right, first step is, you know, getting your mind right, and once you get that, then you can start getting your body right. And I definitely need to cut down on I can't cut out my drinking. I know that. I'd love to say, like, oh yeah, New Year's resolution, stop drinking. Well, it's not going to happen. If there's one thing I've learned in my life is the fact that you have to set attainable goals. You can't just be like, oh yeah, this year I'm going to have children. It's like, whoa, slow down. You know, pump the brakes, buddy. Go out with a couple girls first. Like, you have to at least, like, you know, go out on a date first. And then maybe one of them will develop into a longer-term relationship, and then you move in together, and then, you know, eventually maybe you'll be like, you have kids. So you can't just, like, shoot for the moon right off the bat. You're just going to frustrate yourself because nothing's ever going to happen. So, step one, you know, like I said, get my mind right, and I'm close. I'm really close on that. But step two is getting my body right. I drink too much. Certainly got to cut down on that. I don't exercise at all, so certainly got to work on that. And then I don't eat right either. So that's something three things that I can easily control. All I got to do, just like, don't drink every day. There's one for the drinking. Number two, don't eat like shit. Don't eat fast food all the time. You know, throw some vegetables and some fruits in there. Or, like, portion control. It's all about portion control. Just be like, well, you know, instead of eating, you know, going back for seconds, just stick with firsts. Well, you're certainly not going to starve if you just had firsts. You know, nobody needs seconds. That's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever thought. That's such an American, like, first world problem kind of thing. Is that, oh, yeah, one plate of food wasn't enough. Let me get two. So definitely that's something I can control. And number three, as far as working out, it's hard. It's really hard to do. It's really hard for me to do because nobody wants to be the fat guy at the gym. Everybody, like, looks at you funny and stuff, and, well, it's terrible. I mean, I don't want to be that guy at all. But what's the alternative? Be a fat piece of shit at home? I'd rather be the fat piece of shit at the gym trying to lose weight than the guy sitting at home by himself because he has no friends and no girlfriend and all that kind of stuff. So it's definitely something I'm going to work on. But we're going to tie this back to the World Series of beer pong. Damn. Just, I guess, to go ahead and say that that shit's more important. I've just come to a point in my life where financially, mentally, physically, and all sorts of things, like, it's better for me to spend my time, effort, and my money on something else than to do the World Series of beer pong. It hurts. I'd be lying if I said I didn't want to go, or that I'm not missing it right now, because I certainly am missing it. I'm thinking about it. I wish I could be out there in Vegas, especially instead of going to work. Who would choose Vegas? I mean, who would choose work over Vegas? Even if, like, you know, there's just some people who absolutely hate Las Vegas, and I'm with them. I don't want to go back to Vegas ever again in my life. Unfortunately, I mean, like I said, I will be there for my friend's wedding. But if I had it my way, I would never set foot in that city again. But if I had to choose between work and Vegas, I'd choose Vegas. But unfortunately, right now, I'm at work. And I'm going to put in my 9-to-5. And then I'll continue this episode when I make the drive home today. So we'll see you guys all later. And keep driving, my friends. All right, here we are. Welcome to the second half of this episode of The Drive to Stay Alive. We were talking about the World Series of beer pong when I last left you. And I guess if there was any update that I had, is as being someone who has attended every World Series of beer pong they've had so far, which the first one was in January 2006, I do believe, making, let's see, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 was the 7th, yep, and then January 2013 would be year 8. So that, their math and my math is correct, so good to see that we're all good for something. College really does teach you how to do things, like count. So this is year 8, and I've been to 7 of them, and obviously not at year 8. But the weird thing is being on this side of it. Like, every time I've gone out there, because I did have Facebook back then, and I did have my blog and everything, so I didn't have Twitter yet, because I don't think Twitter was really popular at 06, but I did do my best to keep everybody back home updated via social media and, like I said, my blog. And it was really cool every day, you know, to get on there and just kind of tell everybody, like, what was going on. And I'd write some humorous stories, or I'd, in the last couple of years, I'd upload a video blog of, like, the day's events, like me being drunk somewhere or whatever, and I'd sometimes get some of my friends, like Hummel or Brody, to kind of participate with me in cans, and it was a really good time. And I'd like to think, I've gone back and read my coverage from the past, and just I laughed because, I mean, for me, of course, it brings back a ton of old memories. But at the same time, I think, like, my style of delivering news is you get all the basic points, but you also get a good atmosphere of what's going on. Like, I tell them kind of more than the story just by, like, all the silliness and, you know, especially being drunk, just kind of, like, really capture the essence of the World Series of Beer Pong through my reportings. And so, like, I really liked, like, and the funny thing, so I enjoyed doing that. I enjoyed writing back to the people home and just telling them what's going on and everything. I enjoyed that so much that over the last couple years, that was more enjoyable than actually playing beer pong. And, of course, the last couple years, I haven't been so good at beer pong, but I'm good at writing and, you know, tweeting and sending information back to people. That's the kind of stuff I'm good at. So granted, if I'm not good at beer pong, I'm not going to find enjoyment in it. And I am going to find enjoyment in writing and posting and sharing. But that's kind of last couple of years is kind of when I realized that I don't go out there for the beer pong. Like, I don't really give a shit what happens on the table. I'm probably going to lose. I'm going to shoot some balls, whatever, make some cups, hopefully. But I go out there for the people, and I go out there for the stories. And I go out there for the times I'm going to remember, and I go out there for the times I'm not going to remember. And so, you know, following a couple of my friends on Facebook or whatever, and to see how they're doing out there. And you can totally tell the difference of, like, people, I guess. Because what I'm getting from my friends is, you know, 2-1 with a +7 cup margin. And that's it. I'm not really getting a kind of feel for the event. One of my friends, like, did post a picture of, like, him. It was, like, this year, I guess, they're doing some kind of costume contest with a $5,000 grand prize, I guess, which is... To me, it's stupid because the event's supposed to be about beer pong and you shouldn't have to wear a stupid costume to win some money out there. Like, I guess it does kind of take away the seriousness of the event. But I guess, I mean, it sounds like they only got like 370-some teams under 400, which is still pretty good for people to pay, like, you know, like I said, $1,000 to head out there to play in a competition they know they have no shot at winning. Because if there's the East versus West tournament, if that's any indication, it's going to be the same five to ten teams that are going to be in the finals on day three. So really, like, some of these teams that aren't very good at beer pong, they have really no incentive to go out there because they know they're not going to win the $50,000. It's just kind of, unfortunately, the way it is, if you're not a good team, you're not going to win. You're not one of the elite teams that, like, plays all the time. And it's kind of, like, dominated by, like I said, those top 10 teams. So I guess, in a way, to create more business, they have to give some kind of other incentive. Like some bullshit costume contest, which I guess is fine for them. But even so, I got one picture of somebody in costume. And maybe it's just my friends are... Because I'm friends with a lot of beer pong people. So maybe just my friends are too busy drinking or playing, or maybe they're not just as big social media sharing people like I am. But it's so much of a discrepancy to experience the World Series of Beer Pong from this side of the ball. It's night and day. I mean, I hate to be that cliche, but it's the fact that, like, it's the fact that you really can't capture what the hell is going on out there if, one, you've never been out there, and two, if you're not like a storyteller, because you can't really sum it up in black and white. There's so much else to it that it's really hard to read about it, I guess. Knowing everything that goes on out there. So it's just kind of... It's weird. It's very, very different. But the one thing I could take away from this is the fact that at least it doesn't really make me miss it as much, because I can't really tell what's going on out there. So it's like not like I'm seeing some kind of crazy epic adventure. Say if me was out there posting this stuff, I'd see this and I'd be like, oh shit, man, I'm really missing out. Like, I'm really upset that I didn't go. Like, yeah, I'm missing it. I'm not gonna lie. Beer pong has been, and even though it's like I don't really play much anymore, beer pong is still very much a part of my life. It's one of the ways like in which I identify myself, even though the Iceman name did come from the union. That was my name at working at UWM. But it was made popular through beer pong. And then to when I work at Miller Park, even though there's already another Iceman there, but see, I wear my Brewers jerseys, my customized ones with the Iceman on the back. So it's kind of, and for Christ's sakes, I mean, I have a tattoo on my arm that says Iceman, and strategically placed on my right bicep, and it goes down from the top to the bottom, and the letters are faced outwards so that you were standing away from me, you'd read it purposefully for when I'm holding like a ball in my hand, like a ping pong ball, and shooting, that you'd read the name Iceman like on my arm, or like after I release a shot and I hold my just like hold my arm out like as a like a finishing kind of thing, like, you know, finishing move, and you sit there in your pose. And then it reads Iceman. So it's like, who just made that cup? Iceman. So it's like, it was intentional. Let's just say. The Iceman has come to mean more to me than the whole beer pong thing. What it does is it really kind of... The name Iceman to me encaptures my entire college experience. It just really... It's a very important time for me. It's probably like the first time in my life where I was cool. Because I was such a dork in high school. Even my first 2 years of college, I wasn't cool. You know, I wasn't great and everything. I mean, when I was Iceman, like, I was like, everybody knew me. Like, you know, I was like funny. And I kind of came out of my shell. And I became pretty much the person I am today. Just like some wise ass, funny guy who just like talks shit all the time and just is unfiltered and whatever. Like, you know, I basically became the person I am today. And so the Iceman part has something to do with that. So, but so I do miss it. I do miss not being there at the World Series of Beer Pong. Just because over the last couple of years, it's been kind of gravitated more to me personally. I've gravitated more towards like my personal friends who are out there from all around the country, who I only do get to see, you know, once a year. For me, it has become more about the friendships that I've formed through beer pong and less about the game itself. The game is just kind of a reason that we're all out there at the same time. And then as long as we're out here, might as well party. And so there's a lot of people, obviously, because people live in different states, out west, out east, all over the place, in different countries and everything like that, that I will only see at the World Series of Beer Pong. Because when else would we ever get together? I mean, I travel a little bit, but not nearly as much as I used to. And when I'm out traveling, it's not like I go places where I know people. Although I'm sure there's people in every city that I could just message and be like, hey man, want to meet up for grab a beer or something, but they're not like real friends, but there are some real friends I have in beer pong. Well, maybe not. They're still beer pong friends. And all said and done, I've known them for 7 years, but I wouldn't call them friends. You know, it's a fine line between friends and real friends. You know, but I do miss seeing them. I really do enjoy being out there. So it's tough in a way, but at the same time, I know I made the right decision. Look, if money and vacation time weren't an issue, hell yeah, I'd be out there. But it's the kind of thing, man, look, last year alone, I went up to Afterglow 3 times. Because going up there to visit my brother's gravesite and just kind of leave the world behind and just kind of be in a very safe environment where I can, like, relax and be myself and not have to worry about the world and everything, that's the most important thing to me right now. I mean, I'm probably going to hopefully go up there again in April. And I'll, give away any vacation anywhere to go do that. That's what I'd prefer to do with my time and money. Afterglow and then the current, I guess, Rage for Timmy trips that we're on is the most important thing to me. And so if that means not going to the World Series of Beer Pong, then that means not going to the World Series of Beer Pong. Plain and simple. The other thing is, now that, well, over the last couple years too, it's like my best friend Mike and his wife Katie and their kids, they live up in like Bemidji up in northern Minnesota, and I don't get a chance to see them that often. And the last time I was actually up, it's been a couple years since I went up to their city to visit them and hang out with them for a couple of days. And their son Mason is my godson. And so it's like, yeah, I do feel some kind of obligation to try to spend more time with them. But at the same time, I want to. Like, I miss being able to hang out with them and to have fun and to see the kids and play with them and watch them grow up and stuff like that. Like, you know, Mike is, he's my best friend. I miss him all the time, like, so much. And I understand that people live far away from each other, and but that's why then it's important for me to take my vacation time to try to go visit him instead. And with vacation time comes money. And let's face it, I mean, I'm trying to get out of debt. Beer pong, World Series of Beer Pong, just doesn't make sense for me anymore. Both time-wise and financially. And then let's not even get into the repercussions of it. It's like when you come home, I've been sick after coming home from beer pong every single year. And in the community, we call it pong flu. Because one thing, when you're out there, like, they try to be sanitary. You use your own cups. You wash off the ball before, you know, you drink and everything. But you're going to catch some kind of germs. Not only that, you're in a room with 1,000 people. And you're in this confined space with 1,000 people. And if somebody's sick, so everybody else is going to get sick. It's just kind of one of those things that is going to happen. And then the other thing is, while you're out there, you're not necessarily treating your body right. You're actually treating it pretty shitty, which is bullshit considering, you know, how much your body gives to you, and then you just go turn around and fuck with it. And especially you go out there and it's warm, and I come back here to Wisconsin cold, that the temperature, you know, climate shift really fucks with you. So every time I've gone out to the World Series of Beer Pong, I get sick. Last year was the absolute worst time of my life, when I was sick during the World Series, and then when I got home, I was sick for a whole month following the World Series of Beer Pong. So I'm definitely not going to miss that shit. Like, being sick sucks balls, and if that's one positive I got to take out of this, then yeah, maybe I'm not going to have pong flu this year. It'd be really nice to not have to succumb to that. But all things considered, yes, I do miss it. If I could go, I would be going. But it's just the way life is, man. Sometimes we don't really... There's a lot of choices we can make for ourselves and a lot of choices that we can't. This one... This choice was kind of made for me, but at the same time, I signed on the bottom line. So if I'm upset that I didn't go, then really the only person I have to blame is myself when all said and done. Because there is ways I could have scraped together some more money to go. And I'm sitting here saying that, like, oh yeah, like I wish I would have had the money. And I just bought a new TV. So it's not like I don't have money, but just decided to use it differently. And things that are more important to me, and unfortunately a bigger TV is more important to me right now. Just because all I do is watch movies. I stay home by myself, and so I want a better TV to watch movies on. So, I don't know. I'm just kind of... I'm indifferent. Like, I feel like I should be... It's really weird, because, like, yes, like I said, I am upset that I'm missing the World Series of Beer Pong, but at the same time, I'm not. I'm kind of torn. I could really either take it or leave it, and I guess I'm leaving it. So, you know, that's pretty much it. I think it'd be really hard after missing this year to go back, because I have no incentive to go back now. I would like to go one more time because I do want to play with Brody, aka the Godfather. I think we'd probably both suck just because we're at this point in our careers where we don't practice anymore. But I mean, it would be like an epic matchup as far as like CHBPL, Milwaukee Beer Pong's concerned, and just also personally. I might stick to my, yes, predictions of year 10, which would be 2015. Yeah, because year 9 will be 2014. Year 10 to go to World Series of Beer Pong, play with the Godfather, and then just call it a career after that. But if it never even comes to that point, I'd still probably be done with it. We'll call it a career right there. Just because it's just a part of my life that's done. Like I said, was a very important part of my life. I met a lot of friends. I am who I am because of those friends and those interactions and those good times I have. And it's one of my defining characteristics. If I wanted to introduce myself, you know, Scott, oh, where'd you get the nickname Iceman? But then, like, it's a beer pong thing, and I was in a movie, and, you know, so it's like, it is a big part of my life, always will be. But it's done. I may revisit it in the future, but for the most part, that shit's over, man. Game over, man, game over. So, what it does is it leaves me other reasons, I guess, to figure out a reason to stay alive. I do know that beer pong is not high on that list, which is nice, because then it's one less thing to worry about, I guess. If I'm not focused on beer pong, I can focus my energy and attention on other things.
And we'll be back in just a minute.
All right. Well, really don't have much more to add to this than I already had said. But, like I said, World Series of Beer Pong is going to go on without me. Just like, that's life, man. Life just kind of keeps going, whether you're a part of it or not. That's unfortunately the case. You know, you like to think that you matter. You like to think that someone cares. I mean, I've barely heard anything from anybody out there that's upset, going like, oh, Iceman, you're not there, this sucks, or something. Haven't heard anything. Which kind of sucks, I suppose. I was really hoping that I was going to be missed. I kind of was hoping like I mattered, I guess is what I'm getting at. And I don't know if I do. Which kind of goes to show you that I made the right decision by not putting so much stock into beer pong and by not going anymore. Because if I'm not missed when I'm gone, then what's the point of going? Like, people don't respect you or they don't care about you. That the games go on without you. The time goes on without you. So maybe that's just like a very poor way of looking at it. But it's just like, it's one of those things. It's like beer pong just kind of forgot about the Iceman. Yeah, you know, that's the way it is. It's a young man's game. And granted, I guess I didn't do anything to keep myself relevant. If I had been, I mean, the movie was the only thing. It was filmed during year two, but by the time it, you know, came out in theaters and on DVD and everything, like, I was still relevant because of that. Be like, hey, you're that guy from the movie. But I haven't made the playoffs since year two. And I haven't, like, shot especially well, you know, where people would be like, oh, man, you see that guy Iceman? Like, he can't miss. Or, you know, Iceman's, you know, their team's like 10-2. So I haven't given anybody a reason to care or to miss me. So it's the way it is, man. So this is the World Series of Beer Pong. Drive to Stay Alive episode. I'm pretty sure I've referenced beer pong before in this thing, and pretty sure I'm going to do it again. Just because, like I said, it was a part of my life. But life goes on, life moves on, life changes. And you gotta be flexible, man. You gotta roll with those changes. Don't get caught, you know, caught up in some shit from the past that you can't have any control of. And well, I don't know, but you know, at the end of the day, it's still life. It's still worth living. There's gonna be a lot of good times. Gonna be a lot of bad times, but you'll never know if it's all gonna end in the good sense, unless if you don't make it to the end. So, feeling a little better, feeling a little positive, which is good. Let's get 2013 out on a positive note. But the main thing is, by not attending the World Series of Beer Pong and doing all these other things that I'm going to be doing this year, I think I made the right decision. Time will tell by the end of the year whether I did. But as long as I start to have that feeling right now, I'll convince myself that it is the right thing to do. So, until then, until next time, take care of yourselves, my friends, and have yourselves a pleasant 2013, hopefully. Later.